hear the shots the first time. I hear them all the time now. And I suspect I'm not alone. So many of us, whether Jewish or not, whether from Squirrel Hill or not, whether in Pittsburgh that morning or not, hear those shots still. They were the modern-day shots heard around the world. The opening shots in our contemporary crisis of hurt and hate.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are joined today with filmmaker Patrice O'Neill, who was the director of Waking in Oak Creek and is also the director of Repairing the World, Stories from the Tree of Life, which that was a clip from, that new trailer. And she's on today because this is the 10-year anniversary of the Sikh Temple shooting in Wisconsin in Oak Creek in 2012. And I would love to hear more about the making of the story in Pittsburgh of the Tree of Life shooting. And also, you know, it was a different religion. It was a different type of place of worship. It's a different city. Pittsburgh and Oak Creek have regional differences despite both being the Midwest. But hearing more also about the similarities you found and the resilience that shows up in the wake of such horrific crimes happening in a community.
Well, I think one thing that was so clear from the attack on the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin is that Sikhism and the faith of the people who were harmed and the leaders of the community and their understanding of how they were going to heal was so powerful. Hmm. Obviously, I'll talk about that in a minute when we talk about the attack at Tree of Life Synagogue. But there, here in Oak Creek, there was this understanding that we can't deal with this unless people know who we are, unless people know who Sikhs are, what our faith is, what drives us, you know, why we're here in Wisconsin and what our values are. And that became something that I think led them into relationship with the city, led them into relationship with interfaith groups, led them into relationship with the American Legion, with so many people. And it was, I think there was a real unlocking of what can be done in a community when there is attack on a house of worship. We saw that in Charleston. We saw the deep, we saw the incredible strength of the Black Church. Mm-hmm. And in getting through and communicating those core values. So I was really honored to be able to tell part of that story. Shireen Zales and I produced this film together, and it was a life lesson, and there are people here who will remain in my life forever. I work with Pardeep Kalika all the time now, through Not in Our Town. At the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, anti-Semitism has been a feature in the world for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. It is not new. I guess in my lifetime, maybe in yours, I saw it, it was there. It's always been there. We grew up, I think, with an understanding of the Holocaust and the dangers of anti-Semitism. But for some young people in the film, there's a young woman who says, "Oh, my parents talked about anti-Semitism, and I thought, oh, just it's a relic of the past. It happened in the Holocaust," which in her lifetime as a teenager was eons ago, right? My father fought in World War II. But it was, you know, Charlottesville was a beginning of, I think, many people's understanding when the men with tiki torches marching through University of Virginia announced, "Jews will not replace us." People started thinking, what do they mean? What is that about? For us, it was it became clear when we were taking Waking Oak Creek. I remember Pardeep and Arno Michaelis and I were in Lexington, Massachusetts, the place where the big warning of the American Revolution. And we started hearing these stories about anti-Semitism in the schools, and I heard it in Marin County in California, young people talking about the kinds of attacks and slurs that we hadn't heard in a long time, that just weren't there before. And it was, you know, obviously being spread on the internet, but it was deeply disturbing. And so when the attack happened in Pittsburgh at the Tree of Life Synagogue, three congregations, 11 people killed. When that happened, it was, as one of the folks in the film says, it was shocking, but it wasn't surprising. It was a violent manifestation of what is happening on the ground. And it wasn't, you know, I think the early news reports indicated that we should go, that the response in the city was there. And so Shireen called me maybe 3 or 4 days. She went to the synagogue for the early commemorations, and she said, "I have never seen anything like this in an American city. The whole city is turning up at every level." And that's what we found in Pittsburgh and the story we covered there. How does that happen? And what needs to be in place before something horrible happens that can unleash a powerful response like that? And that's what we learned about. And of course, it is the connections of the Jewish community, the strength of their faith, and the courage to live through these horrific events, is very much a part of the story and what we tell here. I think there, as with Waking Oak Creek and what happened here, there is so much to learn by what they're facing now, right? What they're facing now.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes left, but as far as anyone who's listening who wants to get more information about Not in Our Town, and also, like you said, being proactive and taking initiative on ways you can root this kind of violence or hate out, where can they find more information on that?
NIOT.org, notinourtown.org. There are special lessons for schools. There are over 100 short films that you can use. Waking Oak Creek is available for free for people at NIOT.org/Waking in Oak Creek. You can learn more about the film at repairingtheworld.org. There are toolkits. How do you start a Not in Our Town group? How do you begin to make your community more resilient? There are resources for law enforcement, so all of us can be found there. You can get involved. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Patrice. I truly can't recommend. It's a short, it's 34 minutes, but please watch this film. It is excellent, and this is a perfect week to have the reminder of what Oak Creek has gone through and how they've persevered. Thank you so much for your time today, Patrice. Have a good day. All right, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, this is...